was good.
Good to see you back.
Yeah.
Do you mind if I get a picture of the
three? Where are we looking first?
Okay.
Let's start over here.
We've known it for a long time, and so we're thrilled. And we finally said, "Yes, you get to see Chandler, you get to see Will, and you get to see Allie again." A lot of excitement. A lot of excitement.
Yeah,
it's good to see the vets front and center where you belong.
Yeah, and Patty.
Oh my God. Addie.
Oh my God.
Patty.
That was great.
Shut up.
Was that?
Yes.
That was great.
Love Marlena dearly, but boy, I'm falling in love with Patty.
And she's so much fun.
And you feel sorry for her at the same time.
You do.
You want to help her.
I think we're gonna get her out of jail. Maybe get her with Mr. Roman. You know,
never wrong.
No, okay.
I don't see it coming.
So,
but
yeah.
Wouldn't that be fun?
Oh, yes.
Oh,
yes.
My gosh.
Yeah. And we were talking before you came over. You have a CD out. We didn't know that.
I do. Well, it's not actually my music. I'm just singing it. It was written and composed by Genesee Nelson, who's Brent's, the musical director of our show, his daughter. But every day that I'm not in the studio, I am working on and writing my own original music. So that will be coming up.
Great. All right. Can't wait to hear. And you've gotten a new son and your family on the show too, so that's kind of nice for you, right? To have another dynamic, another layer in your family on the show.
Just keep bringing it on.
Yeah.
It's more story.
That's right. Yeah.
It's all good.
I need more story.
More story.
John Black. But I love the gray hair.
Uh-huh. It's great.
I was born this way.
Yeah.
It's easier.
Oh, sure. Yes.
And it creates a dynamic. I mean, we have grandchildren on the show.
Yeah.
And father and son works together. There needs to be a demarcation there, a line.
Right.
That one's a father, a grandfather. Works for me.
Yeah.
Not for everybody, but works for me.
You know, we didn't get to interview you guys last year because I guess they ran out of time. I think we interviewed you, but one of the questions we had asked is, what's been the most unusual gift you've ever gotten from a fan or somebody sending in to you? Have there been some really random ones or crazy ones? Or
I got a fuel pump for my 61 Corvette.
Oh, my.
Okay.
From a fan?
Yeah. Because they asked me what I wanted, and I said that. And
I fuel pump for your 61 Corvette.
Some fans will do just about anything.
But it was, yeah, I mean, it was like, and that's really cool. I really, really appreciated it, and I put it in myself, and it was amazing. So that was cool. I should have asked for an engine.
What about you, Deidre? I'm sure you've had a million. I'm sure you've had a million fan gifts.
You know what? A woman recently sent me two rings that had my children's birthdays on them.
Aww.
And I was so touched by it.
You'll
see them on the show. I wear them on the show.
Yeah.
And you can't show what they are, but that was the most thoughtful, the most personal gift that I think I've ever gotten.
Really?
And so clever. And
how are your boys doing?
So well.
Yeah.
So well. They're such good boys. And I'm grateful every day. They're healthy, they're happy, they're good, they're strong.
How old are they now, if you don't mind me asking?
22 and 25.
Oh my goodness.
Wow.
In fact, recently I was cleaning out something or other, but I came across some little picture frames, little black picture frames that we obviously 25 years ago. And you can record about 10 seconds of something on them.
Oh, I remember. Yeah.
And I came across some that I recorded of David when he was about a year and a half old. That little voice, those little expressions, that, oh my gosh. He was over for supper and I said, listen to this and tell me what you think of this. And I played it for him and he said, oh, that's, yeah, what is that? I said, that's you. That's not me! That's you. at one point I was doing the Deidre Hall story, and he was with me, of course, and I wanted to go. And I said, well, just record a message for the director. He said, what should I say? So I told him, and he recorded, that's a wrap, now send my mommy home.
Very sweet. That's so cute. Have you written any other, are you planning to write any more children's books or anything?
No, but I've got my next book in mind.
Yeah, I know Meredith was mentioning how your book was like her top seller of her business.
Such an interesting, unusual thing to do. You know, it came about because she gives you the book that has pictures, and then you fill in, as a student or a child, you fill in the story.
Yeah.
So it's sort of psychodrama, it's sort of subconscious, whatever it is. But she wanted an example of how it looks when it's done, so I wrote the book. I filled in. I'd like you to read it. It's pretty sweet. It's about a little bear named Tad. T-A-D. Oh yeah, Tully and David.
Very clever.
Very sweet. I like that. Good. Well, thank you guys.